This is the Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB. For the next hour, they'll be taking your calls on computer problems and questions. The Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.
It is 11:06 a.m. and a happy Saturday morning to all of you within the sound of my voice. My name is Phil Shortell. I'm your host and the lead instructor at Computer Corner. You're logged on to the Computer Corner Radio Hour. I'm here today on this first full day of summer, which, in case you failed to recognize it at the time, began at 5:59 p.m. yesterday, here in the Mountain Time Zone anyway. And I'm here with one of the expert technicians from Computer Corner, Mr. Bill King. And we're once again happy to have back with us one of the owners of Computer Corner, Carol Petronovich. Happy solstice to you both.
And good morning.
Happy solstice, Phil.
If you're having a conundrum with your computer or are puzzled by your printer, we're here today to give you free computer advice for the next hour. Give us a call and we will take on those hardware and software questions.
We will be taking your calls in just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to go ahead and jump in the queue, you can call in now at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770. Or if you have a Verizon cell phone, you can just punch in #770 and you'll dial right in. Those are all free calls.
Or you could come down here outside the studio and shout up at the window, I guess.
Or wave a sign up at us.
Yeah, that would work too.
We can't quite see to the street, though, I got to tell you. Well, yeah. Getting on with the show.
Okay.
I do want to say thanks to everyone out there for listening, and you know, especially to those of you who are clients of ours. Thanks to you even more. We are just so proud to have been in business for 25 years at Computer Corner, and we honestly do work very hard to try and please everyone. We know that we couldn't be here without our great customers, so thanks very, very much. We are here today to take your questions, and once again, I want to say that there's no question that's too small or too basic. We do enjoy those most because I'm actually betting that if you have a fairly basic computer question or a problem that's hounding you, someone else out there that's listening might actually have the same problem and could possibly benefit from
that answer.
Well,
at least one other person,
yep. Yeah. Especially the basic questions, so don't hesitate on those. So for the next hour, the three of us are really here just for you. As our lead instructor, Phil, our instructor at Computer Corner, he is an absolute software expert, and Bill is one of our great technicians, so he's got your hardware questions covered too. And I always enjoy giving you the benefit of my opinion, because I have been in the computer business here, you know, as one of the owners of Computer Corner for 25 years, and I definitely have my opinions about what to buy and why.
I know that Carol likes to promote quality and value, how you can spend your money wisely.
Absolutely, because I think there's nothing worse than spending your hard-earned money for something and having it break in a short period of time or not work like you expected.
Oh, that's for sure. So what is your recommendation, by the way, for people wanting to buy a new computer or computers for their business or government office?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, I do like to give my opinion. So I actually make different recommendations based on what the computers are going to be used for and who's going to be using them. For instance, with the state and local government, I really recommend Hewlett-Packard, HP, pretty much hands down, whether it's for a server, desktop computers, laptops, printers. HP is really my choice.
But not for home buyers, right?
Well, yes and no. I still really like HP. In fact, we have a pretty large contract with the state of New Mexico for all HP products, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's what we recommend in government. We're also contracted at Computer Corner. We're contracted to repair HP printers and computers with the state. We've got contracts with the city of Albuquerque for HP, the Department of Health, Department of Transportation, Children, Youth, and Families. So we do HP service for all of those. And, you know, HP is the greatest company to work for or work with when you're talking about service. We really are top-notch in our HP repair at Computer Corner. But, Bill, you probably know that better than I do.
Yeah, we're very HP savvy over in the tech department, but I think the people would like to hear what your opinion on it is for their home systems, too.
Absolutely. You know, since my husband Joe and I founded Computer Corner 25 years ago, we've custom configured over 43,000 of our flagship desktop computers. That's the Equus computer system. We spell that E-Q-U-U-S, Equus, Latin for horse. And there, we feature and focus on high quality, and I know everybody says that, but it's really true. We focus on high quality, and we also focus on the computers to last, you know, something that's going to stay with you for a long time, built to have expansion capability.
Which keeps them from becoming obsolete so quickly, and therefore you don't have to replace them every few years. And there are, if you'll excuse this play on the name, Equus, they're real workhorses.
Yes, indeed they are. You know, we actually have people coming in. Sometimes, you know, they've had their computers for 6 and 7 years, and it's their Equus computer systems, and they say, you know, it's time to get a new computer just because this one's out of date, but it's still running fine. And, you know, we really pride ourselves on that, and we've got lots of repeat customers as a result. So, yes, for homeowners, I do recommend our Equus computer systems. And also for home users, I like HP laptops, which is actually what I own. So whether it's a home user or business user, I would recommend an HP laptop.
Of course, we'll match any of the web prices at Computer Corner also. And when you buy any computer from us, we will give you a free PC 101 training class.
And, you know, that's right. We can also transfer data from your old computer to your new one if you wish. You know, in addition to that training that we offer, we actually perform a lot of services that you absolutely cannot get from an internet purchase. So, okay. So my opinion's turned into telling everybody to buy from Computer Corner, which, of course, I do think you should do.
I think it's a good idea.
And I can't really help that. You know, I'm pretty passionate about our business and taking good care of people.
I'm sure that's why you've been in business for 25 years.
Yep, undoubtedly. That is true. So just a quick announcement before we do take your calls. We have another Computer Recycle Day coming up on July 5th from 11 to 3. You can drop off your old computer equipment at Computer Corner. We always have the recycle day on the first Saturday of every month, so don't throw your old equipment in the trash. Bring it to us at Computer Corner.
And we are located at 4410 Manal, which is between San Mateo and Washington. And when you recycle with us, we will give you some coupons for percentages off of the service, the training, even discounts on new computers. And we'll give you an IRS tax certificate so you can get a credit at the end of the year.
Hey, speaking of taxes, I can't think of a better thing for you to do with your stimulus tax rebate check than to use it to buy a new computer at Computer Corner. And not only get a great buy on a great system, but put that stimulus money to work in the local economy, which is what the stimulus program is actually designed to do. And, of course, your equipment will either be refurbished, your old equipment, and placed into other nonprofit organizations or properly disposed of to protect the environment.
You know, Phil made a really good point in mentioning buying locally. There's times like this when they're talking recession and we're feeling the pinch of pennies. The best thing that we can do to protect our personal lives and our local economy is to buy locally. And I know that we always have a commitment to do that as well.
Okay. Hey, we've got some people waiting there patiently.
Very good.
And I'm going to push the button and bring David on air and online worldwide. David, how are you this morning and what can we do for you?
I'm real good. My daughter has a computer. She got a virus. It was called System Speed Monitor, I think it was. We had that virus on a desktop, and we installed SpySweeper, and it took care of it. I told her to buy SpySweeper. I don't know if she was ever able to install it. When she tried turning it on, it starts the booting up like normally, goes to the Windows screen, and then it says, now logging off, and it'll log off. And it won't ever get beyond turning on, then logging off. She tried the restore disk. It doesn't read it because it doesn't boot up. It just shuts down, even with the restore disk in the tray. So what do I do?
Okay. If you've already got a virus on your system, you pretty much have to pull the hard drive out and put it into some other system, scan it there, get the virus removed. A lot of these viruses are designed to defend themselves, and they will actually prevent the new antivirus you're trying to install from installing or being able to detect it, things like that. What you probably ought to do is bring it down to us. We've got a $25 diagnostic to start with. We'll go through and figure out how many viruses are on there, because you've got one, you've probably got more. Probably looking $75 or more for removal, depending on what we find is wrong with it. But what we do is we take the hard drive out, plug it into a system that's designed for virus removal, so the viruses aren't able to defend themselves.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me. Some of these virus writers, if they just applied themselves to, you know, to
good things.
To good things. Yeah. I mean, if they're capable of defending against the virus removable software,
oh my gosh,
they're capable of writing beneficial software, too. It's really sad. So, David, you know, I don't know what else we can say to you unless you have another computer where you could pull your hard drive and connect it to that computer and scan it from the other computer that doesn't have a virus. I think your best bet is going to be bringing it in.
Okay. So if you can take it out and do what you described, you said the initial cost was $35.
It's actually $25. Yeah.
And what would it cost to have the virus removed?
It depends on how many viruses you have, how big your data files are, all of that type of thing. But we don't go forward with any repair without telling you what we, you know, giving you a very valid estimate of expenses. So that $25 is to diagnose and then give you the full picture of what's going on and how much it's going to cost.
Okay.
Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Hey, Dave. Colin.
And there comes the music that's telling me it is going to be time for us to take a short break here and listen to some important commercial messages, but we will be right back.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Michael Savage, weeknights at 9. On New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back and welcome to summer. You're listening to the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Shortell, along with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner.
You know, we were talking during the break about why I like HP and about the service levels that different companies give you. And I will say, you know, there's no company on this planet that's perfect. I'd love to think Computer Corner is, and but I do know that sometimes we, you know, we disappoint, and we try always not to. But we were talking about why I like HP, and of all the companies in the world that we deal with in the computer industry, HP is the best. Now, that doesn't mean they're perfect either. But, you know, we have, like, Computer Corner is an HP service shop. If I'm going to mention another brand name, Dell, there's no such thing as a Dell service shop. No such thing. You know, and there's many other brands that I can could rattle off that have very, very few service providers. And what that means really to you is that if no matter where you go, you know, in the United States or possibly in the world, you're going to find somebody to take care of you. And, you know, when you are dealing with local companies like Computer Corner, when you're talking about HP service work, you're probably going to have a better time than dealing even directly with the manufacturer.
Because it's going to come into us and we're going to...
Right. We're going to resolve issues as long as they are, you know, reasonable to resolve and easy to...
Yeah, it's funny. I don't want to get anybody mad at me here, but also I was talking during the break that I had some issues with Quest. I'll tell you, though.
Don't get me started
no,
on
no,
that.
No, no, no. And I understand what's happened at the office, too. But I know that most of the time the people I get through to at Quest are there trying to help. But I have had issues from time to time with people who didn't seem to want to help. Not yesterday when I had my internet was down. They did fix it.
But I think most of the issues are that, you know, when you call for support for these places, you literally are most of the time getting people outside the country. And if you can talk with local people, it makes a huge difference. And, you know, HP is going to be putting in a call center here. So they're going to be putting in some jobs here in New Mexico. You know, Intel was recently laying off and stuff, and so HP's we're gonna have some local support too, which I really like. Anyway, we can get on to the
We want to remind you also though that you can recycle your old computer equipment at Computer Corner next Saturday, May 3rd. No, next Saturday is July. I'm living in the past here.
Saturday. It's actually
two Saturdays from now. July 5th.
Yes.
Okay, if you're not away for the holiday.
Yeah, and Computer Corner, once again, is located on Manal. We are east of Washington on the south side of the street.
Okay, and before we take your questions, I've got a trivia question for you out there. Summer and winter start on solstices, which I said earlier, with the winter solstice this year coming to New Mexico on December 21st. But then what is the name for the days on which spring and fall begin? And put your hand down, Bill.
Go ahead, tell us, Bill.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to push the button and see if Dennis can tell us.
On line. They're waiting for us on the phone.
But Dennis, can you tell us when spring begins? What's the name for the day that spring begins on?
Well, in Minnesota, it's called opening fishing, but I don't
Okay. Hey, that's right. That's what my little cheat sheet says. Anyway, don't worry about that, Dennis. Thank you so much for holding on. And without worrying about when spring starts, what can we do to help you spring
first of
forward?
All, I'm glad you mentioned about the HP call center going in. That's going to make a big difference to this depressed economy.
Absolutely.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the situation. Fiance has already had it in her mind, and she's coming down to buy a laptop today from you for her business application.
Thank you.
But my question is, right now we have two PCs hooked up to just a Microsoft router, and we can also go wireless throughout the house. But if I put a print share router to go to my HP LaserJet, can she print, like if she wants to sit out in the living room, can you do that? To actually, you know, if you're doing wireless throughout the house, can
certainly.
You also wireless print back?
Yeah.
And just direct it through the router to go to the printer.
Yeah, you'll set the printer up with, and hopefully there'll be software that comes with the print router that will set this up and make it fairly painless. But basically, the printer ends up with an IP address. It lives on the network just like a desktop, laptop, whatever. And once you get, you know, hopefully the CD will set it up on the laptop and map, as we call it, to the printer. And yeah, as long as she's in range of the wireless router, she can print straight to it from anywhere in the house.
Good. That's one concern I had. Also, is do you folks make house calls?
Absolutely.
All right. What's your basic minimum cost on that?
Bill, do you know that?
A one-hour service, it works out to $138.93 with tax. It's $130 plus tax for 1 hour.
All right, that's good.
$90 an hour after that.
And what I say, though, always is if, you know, if we're sent out to do a job that doesn't take us an hour, you can have us do just about anything. As I always say, Bill does Windows.
Uh-huh. I think I said that.
So, you know, they can run defrag, they can clean up your hard drive, they can
ask
do a bunch
questions.
Of other things.
Or sit there and become an expert on your call for the next 15 or 20 minutes if that's what you need.
Absolutely. So you can really take advantage of Bill or any of our other technicians' fine brains while they're there.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, and I appreciate your radio show.
And, Dennis, we appreciate you being a listener. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, one other thing, though, about that the printer stuff that I was thinking of. A lot of the printers now come with a print router, and they can do that themselves wirelessly. But if you don't have a print router, there's still a good chance you can network your printer by having it just connected to one of the PCs and then doing a normal print sharing. However, I have seen some printers that don't allow networking. Have you ever run into one of those?
I've never run into one that I couldn't share out on a local computer.
I ran into one a couple of years back where it wouldn't share. So anyhow, just wanted to let you know you can do it normally, but watch out for that because every once in a while some of the low-end printers, they don't have the software in the driver at all to even allow it to be shared using Windows.
Yeah, really, you know, as far as you said low-end printers, any of those printers that are $49 and below, I steer people away from. Even though it seems like a great bargain, but sometimes they just don't have all the features of something that even costs, $10 more.
Okay, and there goes that music again in the background. Debbie and Jim and Barbara, please don't give up on this. We will be back to take your questions and hopefully give you some real good answers right after these messages.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster. On the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Shortell, along with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner, and we are here answering your questions and celebrating the summer solstice while waiting for the fall. I'm still waiting for that word.
I don't know.
I hear it from Bob. He knows what it is. But we're going to see if our next caller knows that word. We're not going to embarrass you. Don't worry about that. But we're having a great time here on the first full day of summer. And we are really appreciative of those of you who call in and those of you who just listen. And Debbie, you're one of those that called in. So Debbie, you get the chance at naming what is the name for the start of spring or fall.
Is it the autumnal and vernal?
Autumnal and vernal what?
Equinoxes?
You have it. And the first prize is a date with Bill King.
Ooh.
And second prize is two dates with Bill King.
No,
better by the numbers.
Debbie, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for knowing the answer to that question. And let's see if we know the answer to your question now.
Well, I have to totally agree with you about the outsourcing of the resources for consulting on the computers. I don't even say the word Quest to me. I called directory assistance last week six times. I gave them the name of the person. I spelled it. I gave them the street address and the zip code, and they wouldn't give me the phone number without the city. And these people live in the East Mountains, and they don't live in the city.
Mm.
I mean, I hear you. My ears are flying off my head. Really, I think everybody needs to learn Indian and Pakistan.
No way. We need to encourage these companies to keep it in the United States. And the way that we can do that is by buying from those companies that put support centers in the United States, not the ones that don't. And, you know, recently Dell actually closed last fall, closed their Texas service center and sent it outside of the country. So it sounds like I'm picking on Dell today, but yeah, I'm really just stating the facts.
But, Debbie, I'll bet you didn't just call to complain about Quest. I'll bet
no,
you called
I
with a question.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who has a new client that wants him to set up video conferencing in the classroom environment. Do you sell the camera equipment for that? And if you don't, do you know where he could go to get local support and training?
We do that. Yes, we do. You would want to talk to Oscar at our store Monday through Friday. We've actually done quite a bit of video conferencing in classrooms for College of Santa Fe, youth development, couple of other places. I'm not remembering them all right now, but we can definitely help you with that.
Wonderful. He's talking about getting, you can get a cheaper off the internet, and they're like, nah.
Yeah, you can, but the internet's not going to install it and make it work for you, and I think that's the main thing you need.
Right.
Oh, definitely. Well, thank you so much. You just made my day.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie, and we appreciate that. Debbie, are you a native New Mexican?
I've been here 20 years.
Yeah, but you came from another place, Debbie.
Yeah, I came from Delaware, actually.
Delaware. I was going to say you were from back east because that's where I'm from, and I hear it in your voice, and I don't mean that in a nasty way.
She has a lovely accent.
Yeah, I'm south of South Philly.
Okay, well, I'm from New Jersey originally myself.
What accent?
Yeah. Okay, so thank you again for the call, Debbie. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. And that's going to bring us to you, Barbara. You're on. Hey, Barbara, you didn't get to answer the Equinox question. I got one more for you. Okay, now this is a tough one, though. This is really a tough one. Besides solstices and equinoxes, okay, actually, what is the plural for equinox, I wonder? Anyway, there are other days that were part of the ancient Celtic calendar, and usually they're days for farming, for planting and stuff. What were they called, and what is the next one?
No idea.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I had to look it up myself. Don't worry. Go ahead. You hit us with the question now. We'll see what we can do.
My question is, I was recently trying to load Office and Student 2007 onto my computer, and it told me I needed Service Pack 2 or Service Pack 1 2003. Mine is 2002. Will that, it won't work on there?
No, that it should be able to upgrade from Office 2002 to Office 2007. I don't see why it would complain about that.
Okay, what I have Microsoft Windows XP.
Yeah, that's what I suspect is that it. You may have the original version of Windows XP. It sounds like.
Yeah, okay. But it's the question is not what version of Office is on the computer. The question is what version of Windows, and that is where the problem seems to be coming from.
Okay. And my next question is, my Microsoft Word on the same computer has disappeared. I still have Microsoft Excel and everything, but all of my original documents have now turned into Notepad. How do I get Microsoft Windows back?
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
The documents turned, they're being opened in Notepad.
Yes. And
okay.
When I go to Programs, Microsoft Word is not even on there.
All right, now we can do a number of things. That's actually a little bit harder to do on the air because it's going to take me about 5 minutes to walk you through all the steps. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you to maybe give me a call, or I'll put you on hold, and I'll get your phone number, and I'll call you back after. Because what we have to do is to check, A, whether somebody modified the extensions that are being used.
Okay.
And, B, if indeed Word is disappeared or if it has just slipped off your shortcut list. And I can do both of those things with you, but it is going to take me a few minutes.
And, you know, just so everyone out there knows, we do take questions via email as well all the time, not just during the show. You can email us at... Radio show. Duh. I just went blank. Radio show, all one word, at compcorner.com, C-O-M-P-C-O-R-N-E-R.com. So it's radio show at compcorner.com. So Debbie, or Barbara rather, if we happen to lose you and don't, aren't able to take your call after the show, please email us and Phil can help
you. Yeah, that's going to be probably the best bet. Actually, email to that address with your phone number, and I will call you back.
Okay.
Just like I took care of Wayne Cox this week. Wayne, I know you're a regular listener, and I thank you for doing that. And I'm glad that you got back to me and told me the solution I gave you was the one that worked for you.
So
Barbara, we're going to do the same thing for you.
We're going to try and put you on hold until after the show, but if we lose
you, I'm going to put you on hold and ask Bob to take down your phone number. So here we go on that. And Barbara goes on hold, and I see Bob even picking that up. That's wonderful.
Great.
And that gives us the opportunity to speak to you, Jim, on air and online worldwide. You've got our attention. Do you know the answer, by the way, to that question?
I do not.
Okay.
But my question is, I was out of state for almost a week. Came back, the computers wouldn't turn on, and the modem was off. And I plugged and replugged and got them started, but can I just unplug the computers at the brick when I'm going to be gone a week or two?
Certainly. Shut them down properly first, and then unplug them, or if your power strip has an on-off switch, just turn the power strip off.
Okay.
That would even be simpler. That kills the power to the strip. If there's any spikes, surges, whatever, they're going to stop at the plug at that point.
Yeah, because the microwave is flashing and everything, so obviously...
You lost power then, yeah.
Okay, one other quick question.
Sure.
Do you sell that new HP 2-pound laptop?
We do. I don't have them in stock, but we can order them for you. And as Bill mentioned at the top of the show, we meet or beat internet prices. So we'd be happy to do that for you. And, I've seen one of those. I've sold some of those to some state clients, and those are neat. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I've seen them. I think I want to get one. Well,
very
thank
good.
You very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Jim.
And what he was actually talking about is a little unit it's kind of in between a laptop and a regular, iPack type of unit.
PDA. Yeah.
Yeah, PDA. And it's sort of in between. It's really lightweight. It's got a small screen, like a 12-inch screen, something like that, but a regular keyboard. It's just a really great machine, and it's very inexpensive, like $500 range under.
Hey, Mark and Richard and Elsie, we will be back after a few messages here, and I'll actually be back with the answers to that question that none of you really should even care about.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Michael Savage, weeknights at 9 on New Mexico's Talk Monster 770 KKOB.
And back on the first day of summer, this is the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Schwartel, along with Carolyn Bill from Computer Corner. And that's going to bring us without further ado, to see if we can answer Mark's question. Mark, how you doing today?
Pretty well, and you?
We're doing great so far, and we thank you so much for calling, and we hope we've got an answer for you. But before we can give you an answer, we need the question.
Okay, well, you've been helping in the past, so let's try again.
Sounds good.
Your theme of moving service centers off offshore fits well into my issue.
Ah.
I've been a Norton Internet Security and antivirus holdout for a long time. And I finally had all I could handle of them this last go-around. They keep taking more and more away from me as far as what I can control of what their software does.
Yep.
I finally said, okay, I can't disable your system while I'm working offline, and I want to do a high processor-intensive function, so I'm going to try something else. I thought, well, Costco had a good sale on the new Microsoft antivirus, and that's kind of nice, but it has its auto-tune that will automatically start up in the middle of my stuff and
yeah.
Want to defrag and all. I want to be able to say when and how and where things are done.
You bet.
You're an old-fashioned guy there, Mark, like we are.
Yeah, well, I was with Intel when the 8086 came out, so
okay.
I used to hand code all my own stuff. What would you recommend, and I'm only a few blocks away from you, what would you recommend that I come in and buy from you that will protect my system, but I have some control over?
Well, what we're carrying right now is AVG, and it's an anti-spyware and anti-virus.
Okay.
We're sticking with the Windows firewall, so it doesn't include a firewall.
Okay.
And yeah, you can just, it's got a right click and disable type option that you can turn it off. So it doesn't have all the little extra bells and whistles that automatically defrags your system and automatically.
But you know, you appear to be like we are, and we don't really want all those little bells and
exactly.
whistles.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do defragging stuff on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know how to do it yourself, and when it's time, you know when to do it.
Not in the middle of an important document.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so AVG is what we recommend, and AVG is actually quite inexpensive.
Inexpensive.
It's $45 for a 2-year subscription.
Oh boy. What are your weekend hours?
9 to 5.
All righty.
On Saturday. We are closed on Sunday. So.
Okay.
All righty.
So, Mark, thanks for calling in. We'd hope to see you here before the day is out.
Thank you much.
Thanks again.
Thanks so much for calling. And he was on hold for
a long time, but I'm really glad we can answer the question. And now I'm going to go with Bob here because Bob tells me you have an answer to my question.
I think I do. Are you talking about the fire festivals?
Well, they're related to fire festivals, but what are they called?
Oh, let's see. I think the next one is Lammas.
Okay, that's...
It's either Beltane or Lammas.
This guy is right. Yeah, this gentleman is right. And actually, it depends on what language you're talking in. In Celtic, in Irish, it's Lunasa. Your pronunciation is just another version of it, and it's perfectly accurate. So I can't offer you the dates with Bill, though. I don't think that'll work.
but
thank you for getting back to that.
Can you answer a Windows question? That's a little bit more tricky.
Well, you know what? I think I can answer a Windows question, Bob.
Absolutely.
So thank you for answering that.
Bob, did you have a question for us also?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I went a long time ago, well, not long time ago, but a couple months ago, I decided to upgrade my computer, and through a long process that I'm not going to go into because it's really involved, I ended up building myself a brand new system.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was go and buy XP and put it in. My question is, now that I've got it built and it's operating and everything is fine except for one minor glitch, and I'm hoping this is an easy one for you, when I boot up either from a restart or from a cold boot, it says that I should have written down exactly what it said. The operating system is not on the drive, and all I have to do is hit any key, and then it boots up normally. I'm guessing that it has to do with the boot sequence.
Yes.
Of what drives that it's looking at. Is there a way to tell? I've got three identical drives in my computer.
Okay.
Is there a way to tell which drive is actually the drive C? Other than going in and disconnecting them and finding it out that way. I've tried changing the sequence in the boot up sequence, and I can't seem to hit it that way.
This might be something that you need to email us about. You can name your drive names, all kinds of different things, too. So there's could be have multiple levels to it. If you wouldn't mind giving us a quick email, Bill will pick those up. That's radioshow@compcorner.com.
Okay.
And then he can kind of work through it with you. And you can try some things possibly even while he's on the phone with you. So give us your phone number, too, in the email, and we will work with you after that.
And if we get this worked out for you, you have to promise to name the boot drive Bill.
I can do that. I have no problem with that at all.
Okay.
Thank
you so much for calling us. And that's going to mean that, Richard, you're the next one online or on the world, around the world online. What's up with you on this fine summer morning?
Well, I got a slow-running computer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually use dial-up service.
Okay.
But it used to be able; it would stream audio okay, but now it's not. So I tried running something called PC Pit Stop Optimize, and it gave me some suggestions on what it would do to fix it.
Okay.
But you'd have to, you know, buy that online. And so I just wonder if that's a good thing, or if there's something else that's different or better. Of what might be my problem.
Well, the real problem is the dial-up. the streaming video and audio, they're pumping bigger files through the network now because so many people have gone to broadband that they've decided to take up more bandwidth. Yeah. So it's really a case of they're trying to pump more in, and your bandwidth is small enough that it's slowing stuff down.
Yeah, they're actually sending higher quality files now than they used to, where they would be kind of broken up and jumpy because so many people have it. And is there a reason you don't have broadband?
I guess I can't justify the cost.
Okay, we understand that.
Certainly. You're not going to be able to resolve that problem with dial-up. That's basically, I think, what Bill and Phil.
As far as the streaming video and audio off the internet, no.
Well, I understand the video, but not even the audio?
Audio, they're pumping bigger files, better quality sound through. They're not compressing it as much because they don't need to, they think, for most folks. Mm-hmm. It's a decision on the internet side to use up more bandwidth, basically.
You know, the good news is that, and I do understand, believe me, these economic times, it's not easy to find an extra couple of bucks here and there, but give it a little time because the prices on these things are coming down, and sooner or later, it may come within a good price point for you.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your call.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to the show.
You know, hey, yeah, we're doing so great today. Thank everybody who called in, and happy summer to all you people. And Elsie and Ron, we're not going to be able to take you on the air, but we are going to take your calls off the air. And I would like to say again, thanks to everybody who called us. It's about time for us to go as the music starts to play. We'll be back in 2 weeks, which is well before the dancing will begin at Lunasa, the beginning of the Celtic Harvest Festival, mentioned earlier. Until then, mind your bits and bytes. This is Phil.
And Carol.
And Bill.
Wishing you happy computing, happy solstice. The Computer Corner Radio Hour is logging off.
You've been listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 770 KKOB. Next week, be sure to listen to the Real Estate Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.